Okay, this shiur is dedicated to the memory of Chana Lior Rosenfield and Hadass Gottlieb. This Tuesday, Bezrat Hashem, is going to be Achnasat Sefer Torah, which both families dedicated in the memory of their daughters. We will, Bezrat Hashem, be attending that Achnasat Sefer Torah. We'll start at the home of Gottlieb, where we'll be able to see the finishing of the Sefer Torah. They're completing the letters of the Sefer Torah. And we will go together in the Hachnasat Sefer Torah into the shul Ahavat Zion, the new shul that was built where Rav Kuperman is the rabbi. I apologize that I'm not giving out source sheets. I really wanted to and I worked hard on them, but the machine broke down, so we were going to change the whole format of the shiur and so it could be a little bit more user-friendly without source sheets. I apologize. The mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. First of all, is there a mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? Anybody?
Yes.
Who says? Raise your hand. It's the last mitzvah of the Torah, according to who? So the Sefer HaChinuch brings it down. That's correct. Sefer HaChinuch brings it down. The Rambam brings it down in the Mishnah Torah and in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Although there are some Mefarshim who do not list it, most of the Mefarshim do list it as one of the 613 mitzvot. What is the source? What is the source? Who can tell me the source of writing a Sefer Torah in the Torah? Yes, Rav Didi. Keep going. V'lamdat b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. Yes, it is in Parshat Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tet. Anyone who has a Tanakh in front of them or a Chumash, a Dvarim, just open up this Pasuk because I'm going to ask you questions on this Pasuk. Again, it's Perek Lamed Aleph in Dvarim, Pasuk Yud Tet. Okay. The pasuk reads, "V'atakitru lachem et hashira hazot v'lamdat bnei Yisrael sima b'fihem l'man tiali hashira hazot l'eid b'nei Yisrael." And now you should write for yourself this song. Teach it to bnei Yisrael. Put it in their mouths, in order that this song should be a testimony for bnei Yisrael. What is this song? What is the commandment to write this song? What do you think? Open-minded. What? Sheel says the Torah. Okay, Sheel, it happens to be that Chazal agree with you. But, Yosef, you got another opinion?
I just look at Rashi, it says Hazinu
Hashemayim. Yeah, Rashi says Hazinu. Is that what you're going to say? Okay, yeah. It's Hazinu. It's so obvious that this must be Hazinu, no? And Rashi says this, and the Ramban says this, and the Rashban says this, and most of the Rishonim say that this is really talking about Parshat Hazinu. You have a mitzvah to write Parshat Hazinu. The Ralbag says, no, the pshat of the pasuk really is to write a Sefer Torah. The Emek Davar also says the pshat is to write a Sefer Torah. He says, although it's two-pointed, there is one commandment from Moshe Rabbeinu. I want you to write the Shira HaAzinu, a very important song, which will teach many lessons to Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael, you have a second mitzvah. Mitzvah on Moshe and mitzvah on Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, everyone here, you have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if you open up to Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Afal Pi Shenichu La Avotav LaAdam Sefer Torah, even though you may have inherited from your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, a Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lechtov Mishelo, there's a mitzvah for every person to write his own, Shenemar V'ata Kifu Lachem Et Hashira. Because it says, and now you should write for yourselves the Shira. Okay. Now since we don't have source sheets, we're not going to go through all of the Mefarshim one by one systematically. But I'll ask you a question. To remember the Shir, I'll ask you a question. Before I ask you the question, I want to introduce you to a Sefer called the Torah Tamimah. Rav Baruch Levi Epstein wrote the Torah Tamimah. It is a masterpiece, a must for every Jewish library. And what does the Torah Tamimah do? What's so special about the Torah Tamimah? Who can tell me? Yes?
I think that it doesn't tell you where in Shas something is located.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is amazing. He quotes every single Chazal in Shas, I think. I haven't counted them all. And on every Pasuk. So in this Pasuk, there are four Divrei Chazal in the Gemaras. And he quotes them all. So he quotes them. And then he has his own commentary on the Drushot of Chazal. And if you ever have a problem understanding a pasuk and a drasha, you open up the Torah Tamima, and 9 times out of 10, the Torah Tamima will solve your problem. He'll give you an explanation how to understand that Gemara. It is invaluable to you in your learning of Torah. So the Torah Tamima quotes 4 drushas. The first drush he quotes is the drusha that we just read, that every single person has to write a Sefer Torah because it says, V'atakit v'lachem et ashira. But just interesting, something that we'll use a little bit later perhaps, V'lamda, what do we learn from the word V'lamda? And you have to teach it. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Minayin shechayav adam l'shanot l'tamido ad shilamadenu. You listening, Rav Dodi? How do you know that a person must teach a student until he knows it? You have to keep on going and teaching it until the student understands. Shneemar v'lamdat b'nei Yisrael. They have to learn it. It's not enough for you to teach. They must learn it. And the next drasha, Sima b'fihem. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, put it in their mouths. Minayin shechayav adam l'shanot l'talmidav ad sheteyeh sidura b'fihem. You have to teach it until it is beseder, in order, it's all clear in their mouths, that they can be able to say it over very clearly. Shenemar sima b'fihem, it says, put it in their mouths. Okay, so since you have to teach it in a way that a person must understand, and a person should be mesudar, I'm going to just throw out these questions, the questions that you should ask on anything. What are they? Who, what, where, when, and why. Okay, so let's work with that pattern here. Who is chayev in writing a Sefer Torah? What do you think?
Men.
Men? That is the opinion of the Sefer Achinuch. That is true. Men. What do you say?
Everyone.
Everyone. That is the opinion, perhaps, of the Shagas Aryeh. So what is... Rav Dudi?
King.
Excuse me?
King.
A king is required to write a separate Sefer Torah. That is an additional mitzvah on a king as well. Okay, what's the difference? Why would you say that a man is required only? Or why would you say that everyone, a man and a woman, is required? What about the nature of writing a Sefer Torah would make a difference? What do you think? One second before the question, we have an answer.
Well, it should be everyone can start a mitzvah, say, time-bound.
It's not time-bound, so it should be everybody. That's an excellent answer. It's not time-bound, it should be everybody. So then, if it's not time-bound, why would it not be everybody? Why would the Sefer HaChinuch say it's only a mitzvah for men? And the truth is that if you go down to all the way to the end, even Rav Moshe Feinstein, who brings down a lot of the poskim, he says, really, at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah for men, and if women do it, tavol em bracha, it's a bracha, it's a great thing, it's a wonderful thing to do, but they're really not chayv to do it. So why? Why only men? They don't have a mitzvah to read it. Do you have a mitzvah to read Torah? To learn Torah. Okay, excellent. So there's a question. What is the nature of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? What is it all about? What is it all about? Who? What? What is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? What is the mitzvah?
So you can achieve all the other seven sentences. Once you actually write it, then you can teach it.
So if you write a Sefer Torah, then you can teach it, you can put it in your mouth, you can learn the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, perhaps, and this the Rush says very clearly, is the mitzvah of learning a Sefer Torah. Let's look for a moment at the Rush. Okay? Now, normally I would say the Rambam before the Rush, but we'll let Yosef ask his question in the meantime. Go ahead.
When you said that, from what Rav Dodi said, that a king has an extra mitzvah, does that mean he writes 2 Sefer Torah?
He must write a Sefer Torah like every single person, and he has an additional mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, which he will take with him everywhere he goes.
So where does it say that? Because that would seem like it's a direct source for that we have to write Sefer Torah, not Hazinu.
No, there's a separate mitzvah in Mishpat HaMelech, when it talks about all the mitzvot of a king. He shouldn't have too many wives, not too many horses. He should write himself a Sefer Torah, special mitzvah by the mitzvah of the king. That's a separate mitzvah. Okay, so the Rush. The Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, so his son was a very famous person, wrote a very famous volume, 4 volumes, of Halacha. What are they called?
The Tur.
His name is Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbeinu Asher. that he's also known the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim, he's the person who wrote the Tur, and you know the Baal HaTurim probably from the Gematrias and the Chumash, but really he's the Baal HaTurim. He wrote four columns, and these columns were adopted by the Shulchan Aruch, and there are four columns. One is Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim is the laws of everyday life, one, right? One is Yoredeya, that's Isser V'Heter. One is Choshen Mishpat, which is the laws of like Nezikin, of all things that go to for a dayan to judge. So that's something, if you had a question on that, you'd go, let's say, to Rav Steinberg to ask a question on that. And Evan Ezer, this is in areas of which deal with women, with this marriage, divorce, etc., yichud. All these issues are brought down in Evan Ezer, okay? So he wrote the four turim, the Arba turim, four columns, okay? So in it, he quotes very often his father. So the tour starts off by quoting, it's really the Gemara, and it's really the Rambam, mitzvah asay al kol adam Yisrael shichtov lo sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah of every single person to write a sefer Torah, u'mo'od tzirich l'chazer achareya. And you must run after this mitzvah, and he quotes a Gemara which we didn't quote yet. Damar Rav Yoshua ben Levi, halokeach sefer Torah min hashuk, kechotef mitzvah min hashuk. If you buy, you go to the shuk. In the shuk, they generally don't sell sefer Torah, but you go to the shuk and you buy a sefer Torah. That's like snatching a mitzvah from the shuk. It's not very positive in the Gemara, and the Ramah actually says you're not yotze with this mitzvah. Although no one else says it, just the Ramah. Everyone else, the Rashi, Tosvos, they say you're yotze, but it's not the best way to be yotze. Katvo, however, if you write it, sheigia bo afilu otachat. Even if you write one letter in a sefer Torah, Ki'ilu kiblam Har Sinai. It's as if you received the Torah from Har Sinai. Okay, so that's what he starts off. Then he writes, Katav Adoni Avi Arush. And my father, the Rush, writes as follows. And listen carefully what he says, because today, most people, most people who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, they rely on the Rush. So you have to know that the Rush is someone to be relied on. And he writes, Sheze lo ne'emar ela ledorot harishonim. This mitzvah, it's a very radical, modern way of thinking that the Rosh brings down. He says, that mitzvah that it says that everyone must write a Sefer Torah, that was in the olden days. In the olden days, everyone needed to write one. Shikotvim Sefer Torah velomdim ba. Got it, Shail? They used to write a Sefer Torah, and they would learn with the Sefer Torah. Why would they learn with the Sefer Torah? They didn't have a printing press. They didn't have Svarim like we have. So they would write a Sefer Torah, and they would actually learn with the Sefer Torah they wrote from. Aval ha'idna. What does ha'idna mean? Now, today. Shekodvin Sefer Torah, u'minichin oto b'beit ha'kneset, l'krod ben mirabim. Today, what do? We write a Sefer Torah, and we put it in the Aron, we keep it in the Beit Knesset all week long, so it's a mitzvah on everyone to do what? Write the Chumash, u'mishnah, u'gmara, u'perusheihem. Give me the Torah Shebaal Peh as well. Lagot behen. Hu banav, him and his children. So if you look at Ger Shirap right now, he has a very small makom, but he has enough svarim to fill the whole front table, because he knows it's a mitzvah to buy svarim. You buy a Chumash, you buy the Mishnah, you buy the Gemara, you buy a Rambam, you buy a Mishnah Berurah, as many Sfarim as you can buy. The whole reason behind the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is in order to learn Torah. Put it in their mouths. And through learning Gemara, you're going to understand what the halacha is, etc., etc., al buryan. Therefore, that is what you need to write. You need to write those books. Don't write a Sefer Torah anymore. That's passé. That's in the olden times. But today, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is with all the books that we have. I want to add something, which I saw in a few places. One of them is the Torah Tumim himself. What is Talmud Torah? When you learn Torah, what are you learning? Learning Torah Shebichtav, you learn Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Talmud Torah? What? Anybody? It's both, right? It's all. Is that what you're saying, Rav Didi? I'll ask you another question. What did we receive from Har Sinai? It's you, Sam. What did we receive from Har Sinai? Torah Shebichtav or Torah Shebaalpeh? The answer is Torah Shebaalpeh. Sorry to tell you guys, but Torah Shebichtav was only completed at the end of 40 years. Yeah, we received the Luchot, but we didn't receive all of Torah Shebichtav on Har Sinai. We received just the very beginning. And the Gemara in Gittin says that the Torah was written, you know, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, and at the very end they put it all together and they got the Torah. We didn't receive all of Torah Shebichtav. We received Torah Shebaalpeh. Moshe Rabbeinu received Torah Shebaalpeh. That's what he received. So how can you learn Torah Shebaalpeh by learning the Torah? How is that possible? Answer? You can, but today you can't. Says the Torah Tamima. He says, what did people used to do? They knew Torah Shebaalpeh, Baalpeh, right? But how did they remember it? In the Torah, if you look at a Sefer Torah, you will see that there are crowns on the letters. And the Gemara even says that Rabbi Akiva would be dorish to these crowns. And a Sefer Torah, you got to write it when you know how to write it. You have to write it with all of the crowns and write the letters exactly how they be. And some words are Malay, and some are Chaser, and some letters are bigger, and some letters are smaller. And you have to know how to write all these. Otherwise, the Sefer Torah is no good. So people used to be, in the olden days, they used to read from a Torah, and these were like signs. There were signs on the Torah how to understand, how to derive the Torah Shebaalpeh. But we lost most of that. Even today, we're not even sure if the Torahs that we have are proper Malay and proper Chaser. We don't even know. We don't even know. Says the Shagris Ari, I'll just say this parenthetically, today you can't even be Mekayim the Mitzvah derived of writing a Sefer Torah because chances are that we got it wrong. Chances are there's something wrong. And even one small thing, you don't have a good Sefer Torah. So, Bibiyat HaMashiach. Not that the Sefer Torah is the same one that we had in Har Sinai.
Every single word in the Torah is the same way that we got it directly from Moshe at Har Sinai.
So the Rambam does write, not in the Yanima means, the Rambam does write that one of the principles are that nothing changed in the Torah, etc., etc., but we know that there are different Sfarim with different Mesorot. Even the Sfarim, the Ashkenazim, and the Yemenites have slight differences, a few differences in between the Sifrei Torah. Two of them got to be wrong. I'm not going to tell you one that's right. But there is a question of Mesorah. But it's okay. Everyone goes against the Shagas Ari, and they say, no, we go, just like all things, we go by Rove. So this we go by Rov Sifrei Torah, whatever that is, that's what it is. Anyway, so that's okay. So who, what, where? Skip where. When do you have to write a Sefer Torah? What do you say?
Before you die.
Yeah, if you write it after you die, it is not kosher. That is correct. So you have to write it before you die. You're right. Wasn't that like... What do you say?
I don't know. I kind of see the. I think that maybe you'd be writing it always. I would interpret it that and it says in the pasuk that you're writing it for yourself, and then it will be for me a witness. So it's saying, I don't know. The way I see it is that like it's kind of like Hashem or Moshe saying the song originally, and then he's saying, okay, now cover the song for me, and then sing it in your own way. A living witness, a living testimony that the Jewish nation is still thriving and developing.
It's very nice, and therefore...
So therefore, you're always writing it.
You're always writing it. Very homiletic interpretation. I like that. It's very nice. Let's go back a step. What is the reason why we write a Sefer Torah? For what purpose? To learn Torah? What's another purpose? What could be another answer? Because it's a mitzvah. It just says write the Sefer Torah. It doesn't give me a reason why. So I have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Not to learn Torah. Who interpreted it that the reason is to write a Sefer Torah? Which Perush? Which Rishon? Who's the father of the Torah? The Rush, that's correct. So the Rush said, the Perush, it's in order to learn Torah. The Rambam doesn't write it's in order to learn Torah. No one else writes it's in order to learn Torah. If it's not in order to learn Torah, you just have to write it because it's Gzera Sakatuv, right? Gzera Takatuv. So Gzera Katuv says you have to write a Sefer Torah. So when should you write the Sefer Torah? This could be the Machlokas. Go ahead. So there's a general concept of Zrizim Magdim L'mitzvot, right? And therefore, everyone should try to write it as soon as they can. However, if the whole purpose is to learn Torah, so don't write it on your 86th birthday, because you may not have that many more years left. You know, but if the reason is to learn Torah from it, write it as soon as you can. If the reason is because it's just one of the things you have to do in your lifetime, so do it in your lifetime. But you don't have to rush. Wait till you make it big, and you got the money on the side, and you can spend it on it, then it's fine. What? Daniel? Nothing. Yeah, go ahead.
Even if there's just a mitzvah, shouldn't you be still doing it as soon as you can, not just wait until some point in your life?
Yeah, no, that's reason makdim l'mitzvah is always true. But if there's a reason for it, if it's in order to learn from it, so then there's all the more reason to write it as soon as you can, so you can learn from it. Right? Okay. Who, what, where, when? And why? So why we just did? Okay. Now let's see what the Rishonim say. So we saw the rush. What does the Rambam say? Okay. Let's hear someone. Okay. The Rambam writes in the laws of Hilchot Tefillin and Mezuzah, Mitzvah Aseh al Kol Ish V'Ish Mishrael Chodav Sefer Torah Latzmo Shneimar Va'Ata Kitvu Lachem Et Yishra Zok Klomar Kitvu At Torah. Shiyesh ba shira zo. First, let's focus on that for a moment. What does the Rambam say? There's a mitzvah to write a Torah because it says, write this song down. What does that mean? Write the Torah which has this song. You got the joke. So what write the Torah which has... Now, why did you find that funny? Yeah, it's like, you know, you have a mitzvah to write this song. So what do? Write the whole Torah, because it's in there.
But,
yeah?
Well, Torah, actually. He comments, but like Masha, really,
amazing. Amazing. So that's now, the Rambam didn't read the Baal Turim, but the Rambam continues and explains, for your sake, Chanoch. He writes, Lefi she'en kovina ta Torah parshiot parshiot. Okay, because you're not supposed to write. The Gemara mentions, it's actually in Machlokas, the Gemara mentions you shouldn't just write one parsha of the Torah. If you're going to write it, you got to write the whole thing. You can't write. It's a technical problem. I'm not allowed to write only one section. Now, a lot of people are very puzzled by this Rambam because it's not so clear that the halacha is that way, number one. Number today, we write all the time, we write parshiot. But back then, when Torah Shebichtav, when Torah Baal Peh was not written down, so they were very, very careful only to write down the whole thing at once and not to write down section, even if Torah should have stopped. So, what?
He would go on a run,
just write the whole thing, yeah. So people would write, it's very difficult. It seems like the Rambam is, on one hand, agreeing with Rashi and the Rashbam and all, that really the mitzvah is to write Hazinu. On the other hand, he agrees with Chazal. He's bringing Chazal. When Chazal said to write the whole Torah, it was in the context of writing Hazinu. It's really, you have to write Hazinu, but you can only do that by writing the whole Torah. The Rambam takes his middle approach. So he writes, Va'af al pi. Now this is I want you to listen to this halacha that the Rambam brings down to the Gemara, and I want you to give me an explanation why. Va'af al pi, shenichu lo la'adam avutav sefer Torah, even though you inherited from your father a Sefer Torah, mitzvah lechtov mishelo. You have a mitzvah to write your own. Okay. What's the obvious question on this? Shale. According to Shale, what's the obvious question? Why do we have to write a Sefer Torah? So you can learn from it. So what's the question? Yeah, what you can't learn Torah from the Sefer Torah that your father gave to you? That's not good enough? Go ahead.
You'd appreciate it more when you took all the time to write it and really get into it. Then you're gonna appreciate the Torah much more than if someone just hands it down to you and says, here you go.
That's beautiful. Ben Kirsch, we're gonna get back to what you said. A beautiful answer. Morty?
It's just a matter of sheer numbers that more people, humans are being created all the time, so you can have enough.
Excellent, excellent. Morty, excellent. Morty says, it's a number issue. We need it's a demographic issue. We need more for the more people, we need more Sifrei Torah. Excellent. What do you say, Chanuch?
So like the reason why the part of the mitzvah would be able to be done, to teach it, right? So therefore you need to write your own Sifrei Torah to pass down to your son so that he can write down the Sifrei Torah and pass down to his son. It's sort of like, why is it mentioning, oh, just don't use the one that your father handed down to you? It seems to be like every father is handing down a Sifrei Torah. So when you become a father, you better have a Sifrei Torah handed down to your son.
Excellent. So you're saying it's being part of the Masorah. You have to hand it down from one to the other to the other to the other. Excellent, excellent. What do you say, Shel?
I was agreeing with what I was saying. Also, that it's just like a matter of time before everyone kind of gets this mentality that whatever my great grandfather, my great great grandfather wrote, I don't have to write it. And after a time, also what Morty was saying, you're not going to have such a great amount of state rhetorics because everyone has this mentality generations ago, he wrote it. I don't have to write it. It's my father.
Excellent. What do you got there?
I think also it has something to do with your site. My father gave me this book. It was his. But when you write your own, it's still living. It's still part of our...
It's like similar to what Ben was saying. You're writing your own site, but it's your own. It's something new. Scott?
Well, as it is special, and again, like you mentioned, with the Italian crowns and small lettering, and obviously you'd be doing a much better top of that if you write yourself as opposed to being shown. So maybe it's Dafka because they want you to know a lot of yourself. But and you do that by writing. But
when you write it, you'll internalize it much more. That's what Yosef is going
to
say.
The thing that are internalized with the writing.
That's assuming the fiham is that when you have it in your mouth, you're able to, when you're writing it for yourself, obviously you'll learn so much more. That's the whole thing with the fiham. And by that, you'll have the limud.
I'll read you what the Sefer Chinuch says. It's going to sum up some of what you guys said. It was beautiful. The Sefer Chinuch writes, Mishar Sheh Mitzvah, people are a function of what the hachana, what the preparation is. Whatever circumstance they find themselves in, so that is the way that they live their lives. Therefore, a person must have a Sefer Torah ready by him. He's got to have one right by him. Why? So you can always, you wake up in the middle of the night, I want to learn, I don't have to go to my neighbor, I don't have to go to my dad, my grandfather. You don't need to go somewhere else to learn Yiras Hashem. And he says, in that way you'll learn the Torah, which is more precious than gold. And now he answers the question, why do we have to write our own Sefer Torah, even if we got one from our parents? And he answers what you guys said. Leman yirbu asfarim beinenu, Morty rap, in order that we should have more svarim. V'nuchal lashil mehem lasher lo tasig yado leknot. We could lend them out to people who don't have. We need more svarim, more people. V'gam leman yikru besvarim chadashim. In order, this is a very psychological answer, we want to learn a nice new sefer. Kol achad v'achad miYisrael, every single person in Israel, pentikotz nafsham v'kram esrami yeshanim shenichu lehem avoteim. Out with the old, in with the new. You have this old sefer. Some people treasure the old svarim, and some people they're like, oh, it's an old sefer. I can hardly read it. It's already crumbling. It's not so clear anymore. I don't want to read it. But a new sefer, oh, it's unbelievable. I'll tell you a story. I had a great schus of 1989. I was in Yeshiva University. I was a senior at Yeshiva University. And my professor for Hebrew, his name was Dr. Chaim Tawil, he came to me, he started this organization called Ikra Joy, the International Coalition for the Rescue of the Jews of Yemen. That was what it was called. There were at the time a few thousand families in Yemen, and they were being deprived of basic human rights. And he asked me to join the organization and to help by writing letters to Congress to try to get America, who gave tremendous amount of support to Yemen, to put pressure on the Yemeni government to allow the Jews to practice their religion 100% with freedom. So they did this, and after a little while, they actually allowed for a trip to go to Yemen. It was top secret at the time, and I was able to go on a trip to Yemen. It was top secret. We even had a Mossad agent who came in and told us things. So we went to Yemen, and strike that from the record afterwards. We went to Yemen, and we brought with us 13 huge boxes of svarim, and we went to different communities, and we gave these out in the different communities, and just to see the face of these people when they received the svarim, it was something not of this world. They received the sefer like you would receive, a $1 million check that you just won from Lotto or something. It was for them the most incredible. You saw the light on their face, and I saw one man. He took a sefer like this, and he started reading it like this, and I was actually a little confused because it was upside down. But that's how it was in Yemen, because some people sat, they only had one book. So depending on where the book was, where the rabbi was, if you'd sit opposite the rabbi, you'd learn to read upside down. And that's what they did. And so this person was reading upside down. That's how few svarim there were. They didn't have enough for a sefer for every person. And they cherished these svarim. So the Minchas Chinuch is saying the same thing. He's saying when you have a new sefer, it's Mi'urat Einayim, and more of these svarim are coming out, which are more and more clear print, and not that little Rashi script, which you can hardly read, which is cut, which has a number of different mistakes and printing errors. And no, it's newer and newer, and we appreciate those so more. And then the svarim of yesteryear, they're out. So that's what he says. And then he brings down, V'dabini, sh'afal pi she'ikarach yub do'raita ein urak b'sifrei Torah. Even though the main thing is to write a sefer Torah, ain't sefik shegam b'shar asvarim shenitchabru al perush haTorah yesh dekol achad v'achad lasot mehem kefi hayecholet min hatamim shamarnu. It's great. You gotta buy as much as you can. Write as many svarim as you can. Make sure that you have as much as you can. V'zeu derech kol anshei mala yirei Elohim asher ayu lefneinu likbo midrash beveitam. And this is what you guys gotta do. You're gonna one day get married. You're gonna build a home. Make sure you have one room that is dedicated to svarim. Make sure you have one room which is a Beit Midrash that you're going to learn there. L'chtov svarim rabim kivirkat Hashem asher natan lahem. To write svarim, to put svarim there as much as you can. And for now, this year, your home is your makom over here, so make sure you fill it up with as many svarim as you can, but learn from them. Don't just put it for decorations, but learn from them. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch concludes at the very end, V'noheged b'chol makom, b'chol zman, b'zcharim. Only men. Why? Shehein chayvim b'talmud Torah, like Sheol said. Because they're chayv in Talmud Torah. K'mochein l'chtov ota v'lo ben hanakevot. Okay, next question. What about the minhag today? The minhag today is you buy a sefer Torah. Are you yotzei the mitzvah by buying a sefer Torah? Are you yotzei the mitzvah? Are you yotzei b'shutafut? If you do it with a couple people, with two people, with three people, with 100 people, are you yotzei that mitzvah? What do you think? Scott?
Well, based on the reasoning of adding more svarim, and the idea of newness in the world, I would say yes. Because you are fulfilling that idea.
Okay. The Gemara says, we mentioned it before, that you shouldn't be chote, you shouldn't just buy something from the shuk, because that's like your chotef a mitzvah. You're grabbing a mitzvah. It's like you're walking down the street, you just grab a mitzvah. You're not, we're not great preparation, not great deliberation. The best thing that the poskim say is not to just buy one that's ready, but to hire someone to write it. And then not only that, the Gemara continues and says that you should write at least one letter. So the minhag, what we always do, is we have a sefer Torah that's written, and the sofer leaves a lot of letters at the very end. And then, certainly the person who buys, who commissioned the sofer to write the Sefer Torah, he writes a letter or two, however many he wants, to the Sefer Torah. In other words, the sofer writes like the outline of the letter and they fill it in. And they make sure that it's kosher. The guy's got to be kosher. Should be a righty when you write it in. And that's number one. And number two, other people can join the mitzvah. So, for example, you're going to see, Bezrat Hashem, on Tuesday, when we go to Rav Gottlieb's house, we're going to see the Sefer Torah being written, and we're going to see a bunch of letters left open, and people who maybe they can't afford to buy a Sefer Torah themselves, they'll be Mekayim, according to many poskim, the mitzvah, by filling in one letter, they're helping to write a Sefer Torah. Okay? And people pay a lot of money to be part of that mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, because, you can't, a Sefer Torah costs tens of thousands of dollars, not everyone can afford that. They write in one letter. Okay. So that's in terms of in terms of shutfut, yeah, you can be a shutaf. Ideally, it's best for everyone to write their own Sefer Torah. That's one by yourself, you write it itself. Second best is if you can't write, you're not a sofer, so at least you got to get it commissioned by yourself. Third, you get a commission with somebody else, but you should write something as well in that. And the Rush gave a totally different opinion. And for the next couple minutes, we're just going to focus on the Rush. Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? What do you think? Who here thinks we paskin that you got to write your own Sefer Torah? Raise your hand. Who here thinks we paskin that you're yotzei with writing svarim, buying svarim? Who here is thinking? Anybody thinking? Okay. It's really a machlokas. I won't read it inside. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rush halacha lemaisa. The Beis Yosef actually comments on the tour when the Rush is brought down. Beis Yosef says, you know what? How could the Rush just like wipe out this mitzvah? It must be that the Rush says that you can make it be mekayim the mitzvah by buying a sefer, by writing a sefer Torah, and you can also be mekayim the mitzvah in addition to by buying svarim as well. But really to say that there's no mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah anymore, that's a little bit too much, Rush. He didn't mean that. He really meant that if you're not gonna learn from the sefer Torah that you write, so you might as well buy svarim. But really, the mitzvah, the ikur mitzvah, says the Beit Yosef, is to write a Sefer Torah. If you're not going to learn from that Sefer Torah, so put it in the Aron and buy other Sfarim. But really, says the Beit Yosef, you should write a Sefer Torah and learn from that Sefer Torah. That's the best thing. But if not, you can buy Sfarim. The Prisha says, that's not what he said. He said there's no mitzvah. He says there's no mitzvah today of writing a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah really is writing Sfarim, and that's what the mitzvah is. The Shulchan Aruch brings halacha lemaiset. Oh, by the way, who's the Beit Yosef? Rav Yosef Karo. So he wrote a commentary on the Torah, and he also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down exactly the same thing, that there's a mitzvah for every single person to write a Sefer Torah, and he brings the Rush as well. So there's a big machlokas. What are we paskin? So there's two commentaries. One is the Taz, the Turi Zav, and one is the Shach. Okay, there are commentaries. They go back, and they fight all the time in the Shulchan Aruch, Milchemta Shel Torah. They're constantly fighting. The Shachs, the Taz comes and says, we really support the Shulchan Aruch. This is really what we should do. We should really write. You should write Svarim. You should write the Sifrei Torah the way it's supposed to be. Comes the Shach. The Shach says, no, you don't have to. The Rush should be the Rush, and you can just write, you know, regular Svarim. You don't have to write a Sefer Torah. It's enough to write that. The Gra sides with the Taz, and others like the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein, he says lechatchila you should try to write a Sefer Torah, but if you can't then you can write, you can just buy Svarim, and that's good as well. Okay, the question for us really is, you know, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, what should we really do? Should we really write a Sefer Torah? Should we not? So there's a few words that appear in the Sifrei Halacha, and that's in Yadom HaSeged. If you can afford it. What does that mean, if you can afford it? What does that mean?
Both time and money. Like, if you're going to write it, you need the time.
So I think that he's just talking about money. And the question is, what does it mean? Now, if there's a mitzvah to buy dalad minim, so then I gotta open my wallet and I have to take out the money and buy dalad minim. What do you mean, only if you can afford it? I'll make sure to afford it. It's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. I'll make sure to put the money down. And he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you look at all these tzaddikim, and there are many people out there who don't buy Sefer Torah. How could they do that? What's the answer?
There's a leniency giving that you don't have to. So only if you can afford it. So there's a machlok at whether or not you have to. So if you don't, you can still do it the other way. But if you can afford it, obviously.
Right. So Rav Moshe Feinstein puts a percentage to it. What percentage of your money must you have to put towards the Sefer Torah? What do you think? 50%? 40%? 10%? 5%? What do you think? Yes. 10%! That's what Moshe Feinstein says. He says, if you have 10% spare, you know, you have 10% of your money that you can free up, so you can take 10% of your money, all your money that you have, and write a Sefer Torah. 20% already, that's a lot, right? V'mevazvez lo yivazvez yoter mechomesh. He says, you certainly don't have to, and even the Chachamim don't look so great on that. If you have certain amount of money, you're using 20% of your money to write a Sefer Torah, that's a little bit extreme, because you should be using that money to support Aniyim, all different stuckot. But if you have 10%, if you're very wealthy, so you should, there's no reason why you shouldn't be using that money to write a Sefer Torah. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says we can rely on the Rush. Even if we have the money, you can rely on the Rush, and you can buy Svarim in place of a Sefer Torah, because he is certainly someone to rely on. But l'chatchila, if a person can afford it, he should try to buy a Sefer Torah. We mentioned one thing, I just want to end with, I think Ben Kalish said something very beautiful. I'll put it in my own words. The you know, the what's the first mitzvah in the Torah? Puruvu. Okay, the first mitzvah in the Torah, I know Rashi says the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah in the Torah is really Puruvu. That's the first mitzvah. What does Puruvu mean? To multiply, to physically bring more people into the world. The last mitzvah in the Torah is to write a Sefer Torah, like Morty Raff said, to bring more Sefer Torah into the world. It's one is a very physical mitzvah, and one is certainly a very spiritual mitzvah. And maybe the intention of the Torah, of writing every single person a Sefer Torah, and not just inheriting one from his father that he can learn with it, is twofold. One, really, someone mentioned it here, I forgot who, that you are a link in the chain from Har Sinai. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to write the very first Sefer Torah, and he commanded us, every single Jew, to write a Sefer Torah. Said every single generation, not just what you inherited from your father, but you are writing a Sefer Torah on your own. You're another link in that chain. You're not just receiving the old Sefer Torah from the previous generation, but you're writing a new Sefer Torah. You're part of that link of writing Sefer Torah all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one. But two, on a very personal level, that every single individual, not just every family, has to write a Sefer Torah, is that when you write a Sefer Torah, it's tantamount to you writing your own Torah. And that's perhaps the message this year in Israel. What the main goal for you should be is not just to learn, to be spoon-fed all the Torah that you're going to get from your Rebbeim, but you have to write your own Torah. The Torah has to mean something to you. We daven every single day. Metein chelkenu b'toratecha. Give us our chelik in Torah. Every single individual here has his own chelik in Torah that's just waiting to be discovered. And writing a Sefer Torah, and this I think Ben Kalish was saying as well, correct? That is really giving your own, putting your own self into Torah. Making your own chidushim in Torah. And that starts with writing down the same words of Torah that were written in all generations, but now you're creating your own Torah. Bezrat Hashem, on Tuesday, we're going to go together, and one of the greatest celebrations that a community can have is bringing another Sefer Torah into the world. Bringing another spiritual Sefer Torah into the world is it's the whole, the end of Torah, the conclusion of Torah. Everything is leading up to this. So Bezrat Hashem, we should be Sameach together with the Rosenfields and with Bezrat Hashem, the Gottlieb family, and we should know of many, many simchas of every single person here being able to write their own Sefer Torah.